This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Mike Rossia has that story.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Domestically, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized the plan, saying it's an outrageous attempt by the Trump administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of Congress. President Trump is denying wrongdoing after report from the Wall Street Journal and other news outlets Friday that reported that he repeatedly asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate unsubstantiated charges that Biden, while vice president, threatened to withhold U.S. aid unless a prosecutor who was looking to a gas company in which Biden's son was involved would be fired. You got an angry reaction from Joe Biden.
Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president.
And Democrats stepped up their criticism of the president and what they characterized collusion with a foreign leader and a scheme to damage the candidacy of a Trump leading rival in the 2020 campaign. Trump accused Democrats and the news media of ignoring allegations against